The program, called DASAP for short, is one of the cooperation projects within the framework of a memorandum of understanding signed between the Chinese and Swiss governments in 2009. Philip Zahner is a counselor with the Embassy of Switzerland in China.
We would like to see how we can maintain the dams in China, what should be done. The experts came to the conclusion that the surveillance for the safety is something that China thinks could be learned from Switzerland. And therefore, the goal is to improve the systems, the guidelines, etc., for the surveillance of the dam safety in China.
China has thousands of small and medium-sized dams, mainly in the southwest of the country. Those dams have played a significant role in irrigation and water conservancy, as well as flood and drought control. However, most of these dams were built in the 1950s, and regular maintenance has been lacking. In May of 2008, a magnitude 8 earthquake hit Wenchuan County, Sichuan Province, causing severe damage to nearly 70 dams. Some of them collapsed. Switzerland, whose hydropower accounts for about 60% of its total power production, is experienced in terms of dam safety management. DASAP official Patrice Droz says the safety cooperation has two missions.
One preliminary mission of Chinese in Switzerland, one preliminary mission of Swiss people in China. The objective of these two preliminary missions was actually between the experts, Sino-Swiss experts, to have a good presentation of the system organization in all aspects in China, and to have a good presentation and comprehension of the system in Switzerland.
Experts from the two countries have monitored and repaired the dams which were damaged by the Wenchuan earthquake. Currently, those dams have basically returned to operation. Wu Sunghua, senior engineer of the Dam Safety Management Center of the Ministry of Water Resources, says DASAP is a new attempt to promote people-to-people exchange between the two sides.
We sent a number of specialists to Switzerland and studied Swiss best practices based on their concept of dam safety. These specialists have become trainers after they come back. They can share their knowledge, experiences, and safety concepts to domestic engineers. Meanwhile, through the DASAP, we have also established good relationship with Swiss engineers. Experts from both countries have frequently organized workshops on dam safety enhancement. I believe that these moves are very helpful to our long-term cooperation.
DASAP is expected to be fully completed by the end of this year. For CRI, I'm Xiao Yi.